Obesity as a launchpad to greatness. Remodeling your kitchen, power walking, and hiking. By the time a fat man turns to bone, the skinny guy will be long gone. My grandma. Obesity is not a problem or a curse if you fix it right now. And yes, this will come at a great and magnificent cost. But the reward of perfect laughter with all the gods is priceless. This text will ask you to go beyond being unique and become an extraordinary person, a legend. People, including your dear family, will come to tell you to stop. They will tell you to stop and get a job and go on a diet. Ignore them. Unless they are legendary beings themselves, precisely like the great philosophers, ignore them. Obesity is a kiss of death, and that is not something you ever gamble with. Take immediate and extraordinary measures. Grow all the way up and become a legendary great being. Once you transform and cure yourself of this deadly and terrifying disease, you will make your money by helping others to follow in your footstep, both in person and through materials that you will create with the aid of AI. Your ordinary life ends now, before consequences of obesity ruin your organs and body. First of all, obesity is really a longevity disease. In a word, and I'm sorry for being so direct, there are no fat old people. You are not going to make it to retirement age. For me, it was blood clots. Obesity will be inducing all kinds of events. Your body is really barely functioning as is. Evolution is not a master at design. Pushing it with overeating and sitting around and eating garbage, processed foods that we didn't evolve for, will have your body come down with all kinds of problems. For me, it was only a warning shot, and I took my warning seriously. When I say that obesity itself is not a problem, I mean that it is a toothless warning, and if you fix it fast enough, you're not gonna go to the hospital. That is to say, it didn't get you yet, so that is great. But getting out of this fast so that you don't experience a real warning will cost you a lot of effort. Please, let my experience alone serve as your big warning. Allow me to spare you whatever is headed your way. Let's just avoid it together. It will be awesome. And you never end up in the hospital. You completely avoid that wretched place. I am giving you health, youth, audacity, wisdom, and a lifetime of adventure. Instead of what you are heading for, a short life of always struggling with the same damn obesity curse. It will cost you a lot of effort, but it will be beautiful. You will never experience hopelessness, never any real pain, just challenges along your way. What you are about to hear has an easy on-ramp. It is good art. It is loving art, meant to change your life for the better. I am sorry to say this, but forget your career, child. so sorry, but you were never going to make it to retirement. Our kind is too sensitive. We feel too much. We are built different from career people. You have to turn away from an ordinary existence of overwork because you are not an ordinary person. You are not like they are. You need more health in your life. You need more calm and more beauty. Empty your kitchen from all the appliances. Drag them the hell out to your garage or give them away. Put a plant in there. Turn it into a fitness zone installation. Put a bunch of used fitness crap and make your kitchen look like a little gym. You don't ever need to use it. Just create an art zone, a reminder zone. No burritos, no taquitos, no Alfredo. Only life, love, and adventure. Now that you don't have a kitchen, you will need to use the Couch to 5K jogging program to train your body to power walk. Forget jogging for now or forever. Jogging is not perfect. All this fat gave you muscle, and you want to develop them further. So power walking with dumbbells is what you need to be thinking about, because jogging will just consume your fat and muscle. And when you finally finish power walking through your first hour or two, just like the program instructs, you either extend the duration of your exercise or get a weight vest. You may also consider pseudo-jogging. It's like a super slow jog, a kind of a foot shuffle. Always stay out in nature, out in parks, in the rain, in the snow. Get some nice boots and really thick socks, and use the snow to make your legs stronger. Plow the downy flakes. Please, please understand, you are not an ordinary person. Look in the mirror and see that your mind is different. Your mind is asking you to live above the common levels of life. Do not be scared. Do not be scared of being in unusual places, of bodybuilding, of plowing the snow. Don't be scared of acting different. Ordinary people will never understand you. In fact, they may fear you, or try to use you, or get mad at you that you are not their push around. And then they may cast you away. They do not have the kiss of death to guide them. They will seldom understand. Your ferocious battle to burn fat and keep it burning makes you beautiful to all the extraordinary people, to your kind of people, the only ones who will ever understand you, the legendary creatures, the great adventurers, the poets who rose and achieved. Those who developed the mental powers necessary to transform themselves. Your fat will fade fast, but you must never celebrate. Our kind does not celebrate returning to normal. As we may relapse, and celebrations only make the next attempt harder. What we do celebrate is moving past normal. Please, do not wait to convert your kitchen before you start power walking. Do not wait to master power walking before the next step, which is buying a tent, a backpack, and a huge, soft sleeping bag. To this day, I still sleep in mine. I am on my second one, and I fixed it many times. You should buy your tent and sleeping bag right now, as soon as possible. Set it up in your living room, turn off the light, and play a nature sound video to simulate sleeping in the woods. It is not as scary as it seems. You also need to order your first journal. This is just for the first thoughts. And you need to make room for philosophy books. That is what you are. The philosophers are your kin. Their books are not just for wisdom. They will help you enter their culture. The culture of thinkers, intellectuals, achievers, and even knights, and the lady, and the gentleman. They will help you understand why things happen the way they do. Use narrated books in your adventures. It could not be more pleasant. As soon as you get your adventure legs, for which you will need trail mix, please do not forget that, you need to begin section hiking rather than through hiking, the Triple Crown. This is where you will write your books. You can use AI to shape them to perfection. And you can even have it copy your voice and get all the details perfectly right. Your books are a path for others to follow so that they too can find their cure. There is much more to life than you think. And these small changes, and the Triple Crown, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide, will ensure that you will have the time and mind to discover it all. And once you are ready and wise in the way of adventure, thru-hike the Triple Crown and publish your journals. Pun intended. The universe has made it so that you can't live an ordinary life. You can't be an ordinary person. You can only live an epic life. You can only become a legend.